Good morrow, Lisa.
Good morrow to you, David. Actually, it's afternoon. How do you say afternoon in Shakespearean?
I don't know, but I was trying to be pretentious in English.
Good past noon to you, sir.
Good past noon.
Good past noon.
How are you on this fair day?
A little bit worse off knowing this movie.
Would you like to go on an expedition across the Americas?
This movie's called...
Almost Heroes.
But they succeed.
Yes. There's some accuracy problems with this movie. Hello, this is Scriptical, and we're David and Lisa, and we're going to speak in our Australian-ness.
Struth.
Not that Australian-ness, just the normal Australian-ness.
Can you imagine if they'd done the Aussie version of this?
Well, interesting. They haven't. But if they had done,
if they were,
which explorers, which Australian explorers do you think, because this is the thing that America and Australia have very in common,
yes,
is that they were very wide lands that the Europeans came to and they had to explore. And these explorers were very much, what would you call, what's the word for it? They were glorified. You know what I mean? They were like, we learnt about them in school, in our schools. And,
yes.
And so in Australia, we would have learnt about Burke and Wills. Do you remember Burke and Wells? Do you remember Wentworth, Lawson? What was it? What were their names? The three of them. It was Lawson, something Wentworth and Lawson. Blaxland.
Mm-hmm.
Wentworth and Lawson.
Yeah.
So in New South Wales, areas, we learnt about them.
Yeah.
Did you learn about Leichhardt?
No.
No?
Not that I recall.
And then there
that
was...
information could have exited from my mind.
There was other ones too.
I am 42.
And then there were all the explorers like... Captain Cook,
yes,
and Flinders and Tasman and all the yeah, sailing guys.
Yes.
All the ones that went around things.
Yeah.
Because you know Tasman never went to New Zealand, he just went around it.
Yeah.
He did a loop around it.
Yeah.
Just to make sure it was there.
Yes.
So
I mean they wrote all the maps and shit, so it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was the sailing ones. And then in America, one of the big ones was Lewis and Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And so this movie is kind of like a mockumentary of Lewis and Clark, but they just decide to add two other guys that are kind of... You notice when you finally see Lewis and Clark,
yeah,
that there's like a guy in the traditional clothes.
Yes.
There's the tracking guy and there's the American...
Indian woman. Yeah,
lady.
Yeah.
The American Indian lady. So...
Yes.
Yeah, so that's exact. But I don't... Without knowing this story, I watched this movie...
Yeah.
Many years ago, back in the 90s when it was the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand that reference because Lewis and Clark means nothing to an Australian.
No, it does not.
So...
I think the equivalent for us in Australia would be maybe like Leyland and Brothers.
No, I reckon Burke and Wills. Burke and Wills.
Did
you never learn Burke and Wills?
I thought it was a law firm for when you wanted to make a testament when
they
you
went
die.
They went from the south part to the north part. But the... The Burke and Wills thing was that they never make it. They get right to the end and they don't realise how much further they've got to go and then they turn back.
Yeah.
So I always thought that's what happened in this movie. And I don't know why I remembered that, but I always thought that they got right to the end and they were going to get there first, but some other thing happens and they don't get there and then they see the other guys get there first. But, yeah, anyway, we'll get to it at the end.
Yeah.
Almost Heroes. One of the movies that was Matthew Perry was very well known for, I suppose.
Yeah.
Sarcastically.
Yeah. He speaks about it in his book.
Yes.
I listened to his audio book.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to it just because he recently passed.
Mm-hmm.
It came up on my Spotify.
Yes.
I listened to another audio book and I was like a couple of minutes into it and it wasn't grabbing me. So then I just changed to the next one that came across and it was him. So I
started
listening to it and my God, he had a hectic life. So, yeah, he mentions this movie and how shortly after they lose Chris Farley.
Yep.
And it should be his warning.
Should be.
Mm.
I mean, I suppose it took a long time for Kitty's warning, but
He had addictions to smoking and alcohol and pain meds.
Yep.
He smoked so much. At one point he was smoking 60 cigarettes a day. And he was told that if he kept going, he was going to get emphysema.
Wasn't there a storyline on Friends about him quitting smoking?
Yes, there was too. Yep. He said he was going to get emphysema if he didn't quit smoking. And then because of the pain meds, as a side effect of that, part of his colon exploded.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And he woke up in hospital and he had a colostomy bag and he had to learn to walk again. And fucking hectic. Fucking hectic. So, yeah, watching this movie, knowing the stuff that I knew about him, I was just like, wow, just amazing. Very Chandler in this. Incredibly Chandler. What year was this movie?
It was 1998.
Right.
So Friends was still going.
Yeah, but it was starting to end, right?
I think it ends right at the end of the decade, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I know it went for, was it 9 or 10 seasons?
Yeah, I never watched it when it was at its most popularity. Like, I watched it after the fact.
I feel like it finished
just to prove 2000. People wrong. Yeah.
I feel like it started in like 1990 and finished in like 99 or 2000.
Mm.
Because I think Friends and Seinfeld both started about the same time and both finished about the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all both like very late 80s or early 90s and then right before like 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the budget for this movie was $30 million, 30.
Yeah.
What do you think the box office of this movie would be, Lisa?
Chris Farley's very popular at this point in time, but it's a bit shit. I'm going to say, it wouldn't have been much. Let's say $50 million.
You are way over exaggerating what it made. Yeah. It made $6.1 million. It lost $24 million, basically.
You've done two shitty movies in a row.
Yeah, I mean, $6.1 million is something. It's a lot more than $900,000 to 8,000, almost 9,000.
Yeah, yeah.
But, it didn't do well. And I remember the ads, okay, because at this time... This actually came out, I reckon, I think I rented this from the video store when it came out.
Because
I worked in the video store from 99 till like 2001 or 2002.
Yeah.
So I used to be able to get rentals and stuff and get them cheaper or get them after they'd been out for a while. And I think I got this one. That's why I thought you'd watched it, because I thought we'd watch it together. But some I remember that. It
felt familiar, but.
Yeah. I think I was watching it, you probably came across it.
Mm.
So when I was at the video store, they were advertising this movie, and the advertising thing said, "You've heard of Lewis and Clark." And I always thought it was saying Lois and Clark, which was like the TV show at the time. Like Dean Cain and
fucking... Yes, that we knew about.
I was like, "You've heard of Lewis and Clark." And I was like, "What has this got to do with Superman?"
Yeah.
Never understood it. Anyway, we should move on because we're talking too much about something we don't understand.
No. So,
who is in this movie, you might say?
Who is in this movie?
Who is the staff of this movie?
The staff, please. Please advise us of the staff.
This movie has Chris Farley.
Oh, did he?
And it also has Matthew Perry.
I did not notice.
I know, not Luke Perry.
No, not Luke Perry. Yeah. Not even Steve Perry.
And then apart from that, Eugene Levy.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's Bokeem Woodbine. It also has Kevin Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of guys who are in the party. I didn't really care about them too much. Louis Arquette is in there. And John Farley.
Yes. John Farley is the tavern owner.
He is. He's the bartender, as he's commented on.
Yeah.
So I got a little bit of trivia, not a heap.
Little bit.
So, you know, I write trivia. I always have this thing about the trivia, especially the IMDb trivia, where it's usually just...
If I just took a shot every time you said trivia,
Trivia. Anyway, so if you guys are doing a shot for every trivia.
Oh, shut up, fuck it.
some of the ones, the facts that they say are just facts.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, this movie like had Matthew Perry in it. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, he's in the cast.
And both main cast members of this movie are now dead.
I know, they've just updated that one. That's not trivia, that's just facts.
That's fucking depressing.
So these ones are more trivia than fact. It does talk about the fact that Chris Farley died 5 months before this film was released.
Jesus.
So in between the times, they actually were meant to actually have this movie come out much earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It was filmed in like 96, 97.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the way the production company and... two production companies were going through a problem, and they were, I think what was happening was one was being bought out by another or something. So this movie kind of sat in the back a lot, like the back sort of thing, and they didn't actually release it until 1998,
mm-hmm.
and he'd already died. But this was the last movie that he was in.
Oh, really?
So it's a bit like, remember John Candy had a movie called like Wagons East or something?
Mm.
And that came out after he died as well. So it seems to be a thing that especially ones
it just happens that way because there's so much time between production finishes and when they release the movie that it's unfortunately if someone is to pass away, that's going to happen.
The ship, no, that doesn't make any sense. Leslie Edwards, which is the character that Matthew Perry plays.
Mm-hmm.
There were other options for him.
Oh, okay.
So he wasn't the first option that they went for.
Right.
So there's three of them. We can judge these. I'm going to look at you as I say them. Are you ready?
Yep, sorry. I'm so tired right now.
You ready?
But yes.
Bill Murray.
No.
Hugh Laurie.
What? They actually wanted to have a British person.
They wanted a British person.
Which I'm okay with.
Which would make sense. He could be pretentious. Okay, yeah. Yes.
Stephen Fry would have been better.
What about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah, Hugh Grant would have done silly too.
Mm.
I would have enjoyed him very much.
I think that could have been very good.
Yes.
I think they finally went, no, we want American. And Bill Murray was too stupid. That was a stupid suggestion.
Yeah, it's not. He's not the right fit.
He's not. He would have been monologuing the whole fucking time.
Oh, no, look, I think he could have done it, but I just don't feel like the look.
He's more sarcastic. Mm. He's much more a sarcastic thing. I think Matthew Perry is really good in this.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does. He plays Chandler,
mm-hmm.
but Chandler works in this role.
Chandler is him, though. He is Chandler. They are the same person.
But he's pretty much playing that same role.
Yeah.
And also the director of this movie, which I didn't mention, is Christopher Guest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
why is it not better?
Okay. So this is the last narrative movie that Christopher Guest does. Because every movie after this is like Best in Show and stuff, where they're not narratives, they're mockumentaries.
Right.
So he has not done another narrative movie up until the time of this trivia was written.
Well, he directed it.
Since. So. Like, he hasn't directed another one since.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice that, I didn't mention them, but you'll notice that a few of the other people in this movie, such as the guy who does the first narration.
Yes.
Is Harry Shearer, which is
thank you. His voice was so fucking annoyingly that I knew it, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it.
It's Harry Shearer, so obviously, you know, Spinal Tap and everything like that.
Yeah,
and the
Eugene Levy in this too.
Eugene Levy's in it. Also, there's a guy in it, I think he might be, I noticed him and I can't, the guy who's the barber and dentist and whatever.
Yes.
He's in all those, he's in Best in Show.
That's right, he's too.
And I didn't write all their names down, but he's in it. That's all I've got for trivia and stuff like that. So shall we get into the movie?
Sure, absolutely.
Shall we set our boats to the west and try and conquer the vast northwest of the territories?
Okay.
All right, let's just do this movie.
All right, cool. So the first scene is Chris Farley's character, or Hunt, as we'll call him.
Yes.
Is about to get hung.
Yes.
Or hanged, I should say.
Yeah, he's not going to get hung.
That's right. Maybe he's already hung. And I said, what if Chandler made haste?
But not too much haste.
No. He just wants a steady haste. I don't want to go too fast. I'm conscious of speed limits and...
His slave man Bokeem Woodbine. I feel like he could give more in this.
Yeah.
Because I know I've seen him before. He does give more.
Like Achu in Robin Hood.
I feel like there's more of that. They suppressed it a little bit too much because I think they didn't want too much from him.
No.
But he really, I feel like they could have made this movie better.
It would have only enhanced it. It wouldn't have taken away from any other one's roles.
Yeah.
To have a black slave just gone, that's whack.
Oh, he didn't have to do that.
No, I know.
But he could have definitely been smart, act smarter than Matthew Perry's character.
Bit sarcastic.
Yeah, like
the line where he says, "I washed my privates in the cold river."
Yeah, that could have been done much better.
Yeah, yep.
Like there's a little bit of it, but there's not enough.
They
wanted
him to be very vanilla, which is ironic. But they could have let him just be a little bit of special chocolate.
He could have definitely added something to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that was a choice. I reckon I've seen him do it before, so it's not like he can't do it.
No, maybe they just chose that.
Yeah, So he gets saved.
Yes.
From the hangman's noose, very badly. And I love how you yelled out in the movie, "Just put the chair down."
Yep. I said, "What if his farewell speech had the crowd on his side?" Rather than against him, because he tells them all to kiss his ass.
Oh, before he does the is that the farewell speech when they're going to go off?
They ask him, no, last words, before he's even
home. Oh, I get it. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Matthew Perry.
So Chandler's on his way.
Yes.
He's making his last words.
No one cares. No. They just want to see someone get hung.
Yeah, they get angry. And then I said, what if the fall snapped his neck?
Well, it should have. That's the whole point of
A stool. Usually they drop.
Yes, I know.
And they drop a long way.
This was not done right.
That stool was like a 30-centimeter stool.
Yeah.
So there was no snapping going to happen. He was going to die slowly.
You know this, but to be gruesome to everyone else, the whole idea of hanging is you're supposed to snap the person's neck in the first go.
Yeah. No.
If you don't snap their neck, it's not supposed to be suffocation. It's supposed to be snapping
necks. Yeah, that's what that's the whole point of it. Mm. And then I said, what if he... oh, that's right. And then...
So he gets there, and he has a letter from the president for his pardon.
Yeah.
And what if someone asked to read the letter, and then they couldn't read the letter, and then in all this commotion, Farley just dies of suffocation.
Yeah.
Like, he's got no tracker now, so he's going to have to go find another one.
Yeah.
Which means they're going to probably just be way behind, and he'll never get there.
Yes.
So he might even just give up at that point. So his whole motivation is to be someone who explores the vast expanse and comes back and does all this stuff so that he will become famous, and then he could become a politician and be rich and famous.
Yes.
Which is a terrible motivation, but that's his whole motivation.
That is his motivation.
So he saves Hunt.
Yep.
Leslie Edwards, as his name is. Mm-hmm. I like how they've got to give him the name Leslie. The
girl's name.
Like, it's the girl's name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then they go to this dinner party. I think it's like a fundraiser sort of party, right? Yeah. Where he to brings get funds along
for his
yeah he brings expedition. Along the master tracker and mm-hmm. whatever. What if he hadn't bothered to bring Hunt along?
Yep.
Because they wouldn't normally have done that. Like, this is a guy from low society. He wouldn't be invited.
No, absolutely not.
What he would say, I have one of the greatest trackers, and mm-hmm. he would have a photo of him, and he could talk about him.
Yes.
He wouldn't have him there.
No.
But him being there brings some great lines. So one of them, I said, what if dancing was an execution offence? Because Kevin Bacon would be in massive trouble. Channing Tatum would be gone.
Oh, dear Lord.
Like, they'd all be in trouble.
Yeah.
Because he... Because that's from that first part. That's actually... Sorry, I got from the first part. I just realised.
Bless you.
Because that's what happens. He dances with someone. Sorry, I got it mixed up with the second one. But in the second one, when he goes to the fancy party, what if he doesn't drink?
I said, what if the fancy guy didn't offer him grog?
Yeah. What if he actually listened to him and he said, no, I don't really want to drink?
Mm-hmm.
He just forces it on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my next scene is until they've got the boats and they're about to set off.
Yeah, I'm there too.
Yeah, so they're about to set off, and then the other boys in the boats want to go to New Orleans. She wants you to remove those things so she can jump up eventually.
No, she wants to get to the corner.
Lana, let me just scoot down. Right. I'm very just... No, it's okay. Just I'll scoot through. Just
okay, well... While we're podcasting, we're going to try and navigate a dog. Get through.
I made it. See?
Good girl. Good. No problem. All right.
Thank you.
You guys couldn't see that, but a dog tried to make its way between. She shimmied her way between a table and a lounge. Yeah.
I said, what if the guys in the boats understood sarcasm? Then they wouldn't have took off to New Orleans.
Okay, so everyone who is not Edwards, pretty much Edwards and not Edwards, and maybe the Indian girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call her the Indian girl. I know she's a Native American girl, whatever it is.
Sacagawea. Saka.
What is her name? I can't remember what her name is in this
Salika.
Movie.
Salika.
Yeah, something. It's with an S. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But everyone except for those two, and even her not that much, do not understand sarcasm.
No.
Because they are lower society, and they don't understand things.
Do you think sarcasm, not understanding sarcasm, means you're lower society?
No, it doesn't. It's actually stupid that's the way they do it in these movies, but it seems like only the smart person can be pretentious and sarcastic.
Yes.
But this is the thing, is that I would imagine that sarcasm is more the thing that the working class people would have.
Yes.
And the richer people wouldn't bother with sarcasm.
This is also true.
They would mock people, mm-hmm. but I don't think sarcasm would be the other thing.
No, they just flat out mock them and said, you have no culture, sir.
Yeah, I don't think sarcasm is just a rich person thing. It's probably not their thing anyway.
Yeah.
I've got, what if... I don't know what Levy, Guy Fontenay or whatever his name mm-hmm. is. What if he cuts Perry for looking at his slave girl?
Yeah, I know.
Because he says he's going to kill him, then he looks directly at her.
Is that his slave girl or his wife?
No, he owns her.
Oh, it's his woman.
He takes great pains to say it's not his wife.
Right.
This is not my wife. Yes. I own her. She is my property.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. I assumed it was his wife.
Well, he definitely at the start says, this is not my wife. Because
mm-hmm.
he actually says, your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, this is not my wife. She is my property.
Mm-hmm.
He's a weird Frenchman.
Yes.
He also, what if you could lie on your job application and get away with it? Because he basically does that.
He does indeed.
He doesn't but check his qualifications. So
okay. Yeah, no, it's okay. He's French. It's okay, guys. I'm French.
What is his motivation? Does he really just want to go on the expedition? Is that what it is?
Maybe is he going to get paid? Do they any of them get paid?
I think, well, we know that...
It's not all just for
we know the tracker's getting $150.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what anyone else is getting.
Maybe they're just for glory. Or they get food. Like, it's like a cruise. It's accommodation and food and board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It could be.
So maybe that's that. Or maybe he just...
Some of them are just adventuring.
Yeah. Maybe they just want to go to a different... It's like an all-expenses-paid trip when they're already going in that direction. I don't know. That's possible.
Maybe it's like a Contiki tour.
Yes, it is. The Contiki of the Americas. Tell him what he's won.
Okay. I've got, what if the other boats don't leave? So what if they can, like you said, that. So if everyone goes with them, it's a massive party of people.
Yep.
Rather than just the small group we've got.
Just a party of five they've got.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters if there's more of them.
No.
I think it probably makes it worse because they've got to keep the food supplies up to them.
Yeah, that's right. But then half the food supplies go with the other guys, doesn't
that's
it?
That's true, yeah.
I feel suppose. Like that's why they don't have enough.
Yeah, that could be what it is too.
Mm. Then Farley starts to tell him about the dangers.
Oh, yes.
And I said, what if he doesn't go too hard? He makes him use up an exorbitant amount of ammunition on what I thought.
To shoot a squirrel.
Well, I didn't even realize it was a squirrel. I thought they were shooting at the tree.
I thought they were shooting the log as well.
Thinking it was like an alligator.
I thought they thought the log was an animal.
And then they discovered it was just the squirrel. And they go, but he's got something in his hand. So I said, what if they used up all their ammunition and they had nothing left?
Also, what if the filmmakers used up all the stock footage of animals they could? Because they basically used the same stock footage.
Yeah,
the same
like
one.
Yeah, they did.
The squirrel one was terrible.
Yeah.
But the eagle one's even worse because
it's
the same piece of footage every
time.
They
had a real bear.
They did have a real bear.
That's where their budget went.
Probably.
On the bear.
$30 million on the bear.
Yeah. Then they're all around the campfire trying to build a bit of rapport with his men.
Yes.
Because Farley comes up and tells him.
He tells him there's two groups already forming.
Yes.
He goes, it's the first night.
Yeah.
Of course there's two groups already forming.
Yes.
There's definitely going to be that. I know that's played for comedy, but that's what would happen.
Absolutely.
If you're in a group with a bunch of people and there's a guy in charge and you're going, people are going to start talking.
Come on, guys. We've watched Survivor. We know how it works.
Yeah. Well, they might try and vote him out.
Yeah. That shit happens instantly.
It does.
Yeah.
Have you got to Higgins' story yet?
Yes. I was just about to say that.
There you go there.
I said, what if the sheep eater was Tyler Durden?
I went with a different one.
Did you now?
I went, what if Higgins was M. Night Shyamalan with a twist ending?
It was me. I don't even have a brother. Oh, my God. That was...
And then they all laughed, except for, what's his name? Except for Matthew Perry's character, because he doesn't get it.
Well, not only that, someone else doesn't laugh, too.
Yeah, it's I think the girl doesn't laugh.
Yeah, and maybe the slave doesn't laugh, too. They don't think it's funny.
No, it's not funny.
It's all the uncultured people that...
He just ate sheep shit.
Yeah, with his pudding.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
There's no reason for it.
No, just so we could tell
what
a
if
story.
He's Tyler Durden was way superior to my M. Night Shyamalan.
No. The next one for me is the next day they're on the river.
Yep. Keep going. I think my next one is when he's spying on the girl.
And they're talking about the bagpipe song.
Oh, God.
Went, what if going against the tide meant that you'd have all people paddle, not just have one person playing the bagpipes?
Yeah.
Surely
I know.
Everybody paddling is paramount, not
Well, you
music.
Notice that the old guy doesn't paddle.
No.
Because he's old. And that guy doesn't paddle, but he's they show him paddling sometimes, but then he's playing the bagpipes, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So that would mean that when he's playing the bagpipes, they'd be slightly turning in one direction.
Yes. Yeah, they'd be just going across. unless they've evened it out with all the stronger people on that side to compensate for
But he
bagpipes.
Does paddle sometimes.
Yeah.
I've seen him paddling in some of the
but
other
surely
scenes.
Just, we don't need the bagpipes right now.
No, but he's... But
yeah. Surely we could
Can you not play a different song?
Yeah, I know. Oh, so, show, sing me the song. Play the song you did for me this morning. The exact same song.
I know. Okay, so this movie is... Chris Farley is just doing every Chris Farley thing there could possibly
be. Yeah, let's fit in as many Farleyisms as we can.
He just Farleys his whole way through this movie.
Farley. Her.
Matthew Perry plays Chandler the whole movie.
Yes.
And it kind of works, but kind of doesn't.
Yeah, no.
Because they just have to try and write situations to make that work.
Yeah.
So this bagpipe bit is not that funny.
No.
It's just the fact they want Chris Farley to lose his shit.
Yes.
I would have loved to have seen a Chris Farley and Tom Hanks movie and see them both lose their shit at the same time. Because although Tom Hanks
not
is a
car,
different one.
But the car. Oh my fucking God. Oh my
fucking God, he shake his hair. He always has to have the long hair so he can shake his hair around.
And I love the fact that he parts it from one side so that he gives himself a complete comb over.
Yes, so that he,
just
can,
so he can unravel
he can
it.
Can unravel him. And, yeah. Oh my God.
I hate when he has that part from one side, like the comb over look.
Yeah.
It just irritates me so much.
It looks terrible.
It's an effective tool that he uses.
Yep, okay.
Yes.
So that's that one.
So then someone gets their ear bitten off.
Yes, what's his name?
I do have his name
it's
in here
somewhere.
It's not
Higgins, it's the other guy.
No, let me have a look.
Belafonte.
No. It's like Bilpin or something, like with the
yes,
apples.
It begins with a B and it's a little name.
Bidwill.
Bidwill.
That's like the place in Mount
yes,
Druitt.
Yes, Bidwill.
I knew it sounded like that. He gets his ear bitten off because he looked at his wife whilst he saw her breasts.
Yes.
He goes, any man that looks like, it's not his wife, any man that looks like my woman will die.
Yeah, looks at my woman will die.
Yeah.
No, that's biting your ear off.
Yeah. I said, what if his words that he'd kill the person that looked at his woman would actually be, you know, if he would actually kill them, not just Van
Gogh. Should have killed Bidwill.
Just not let him Van Gogh.
No.
He just let him Van Gogh.
Has Bidwill been taken by the bear yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Ear first.
Okay. Yeah.
Then the jokes about him talking into the ear. Fuck me.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, sorry, that's right. He'd do the ear thing.
Yeah.
So he rips his ear off, and then what's the name? And then Higgins says, I'll do an experiment.
I mean, we've all been there, but Jesus. Can you hear me? Oh, my God, I can hear you. It could be the fact that he's right there.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
It is funny. It's funny. It's
so
funny
silly.
To a point, but it becomes too stupid.
Yeah. They carry on a joke for too much. And then,
So I think the next part, the next part is they stop again and what's-her-name is doing his stargazing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to map the moon.
Yes.
And then he knocks the thing and he sees the girl and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you got stuff for that?
Yeah, I do. Before then, though, I can't remember, there's a scene where he says something like, he says something about shit. And I said, what if he had a fecal fetish? He says something like, oh, you know, whatever. Anyway, I can't remember that part. I said, what if Mr. Hunt enjoyed some man love whilst looking at the moon?
I know. I love how he knocks it and then the other guy looks. So first of all, he says, oh, what are you doing? And then he almost in boasting way goes, here, look at this, mm-hmm. you know. Why? What if he doesn't tell Hunt to look?
I know. I thought he
Why would he share it?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, he makes him look and it's gay whatever.
Yes.
And then gay panic sets in.
Yes.
Because he's like, don't talk to me.
Yes.
Ever again.
Don't talk to it.
Don't talk to me. Yep. And then he corrects it.
I feel like if there was a moment where they could have looked at each other like there was almost like a bit of man love going to happen.
Yeah.
It would have been funny, but probably not the gay panic they want to instill.
No. Yeah. And then so he corrects it and shows it to him. And I said, what if he doesn't want to share his porn?
Mm. Not many people are generous in that way.
I know. He may not want to share it. I mean, he was enjoying himself.
They're both going to go bushwhacking together.
Yeah. And then he actually says to him, what if you polish the pewter?
Yes, that's right.
And then he gets really upset about that.
Yeah, because he says his slave does it for him.
Yes.
Oh, no, I do that. That was cute. That was funny.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah.
And so they're down the river again and they realise that they're going to... They think it might be a bit rough ahead, so they decide to... What is this term they use? It's like... Oh, damn.
I don't know.
To write
they,
it down.
They
go to walk across... They go across the land.
Yeah. So, but they, for some reason... It looks like they were trying to bring the boat across. They were cutting down trees.
They do. They bring the boat across. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
So they do it once.
Boaster or something is the term? Yeah. Boulder? I don't know.
Damn. I can't remember what the term was. There was a term for it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like... It must be the term for, like, drag it across the land.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they go to do it, and he's standing on the boat, and they're dragging it. What if they revolt at this point and go, no, we're not doing this anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's already pissed them off. One's already lost an ear.
Yeah.
And they can tell he's not one of them.
No.
So they could, at this point, just abandon him.
Yeah. And should.
They probably should.
Yeah. Then they're camped out overnight.
Yeah.
And they're all sleeping in a bear.
Yep.
Goes through the camp.
And that's my other one too. If they don't go across the thing, there's no bear.
Yep.
And not Higgins. And Bidwill doesn't get taken by a bear.
Yep. I said, what if he just let everybody sleep?
Yeah, he should have just left him.
He should
have
just let him sleep. There was no need. He was going to leave the camp, just let everyone sleep. He woke everyone up, caused Bidwell to want to have to scratch his nose.
Yes.
Which then in turn caused the attack.
Yeah, he wakes everyone up.
So if they just sleep.
I don't know why he does that.
No, yeah. Just
because it's brown, so you got to lay down.
Yeah. But then why just, yeah, just let them sleep. If someone wakes up, just go, shh, don't move.
Mm-hmm.
And then just.
Just watch it.
Yeah, just watch and.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Be on alert, like a watch alert, like with a bushfire.
Yeah.
Watch and wait. Is that what they say? Watch and
brown
wait.
Alert.
No.
It's a brown bear.
Brown bear. If it's brown, you act like a piece of shit.
That's right. You lay down.
If it's black, you fight back.
That's right.
Yep. And we don't have bears in here.
Grizzly, you're fucked.
Yep.
I don't know what it rhymes with that, but you are.
No, it sounds good. And then I said, what if Bidwell was killed?
Yeah.
Because he does come in handy.
He does, eventually.
He's quite a useful engine.
Yeah, he's quite good at being target practice for Spanish people.
Yes, and he also tries to help people turn back to listen to.
Yes, he does. They need he needs to him Leslie. To get them to come with him at the end.
Yeah, so if he was killed, that wouldn't.
Don't
be
you
there.
Love that Bidwell almost sounds like Tiny Tim? He's got this real.
Yes, sir. I want some more.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh yes, sir. Oh, it's just a he sounds like a Monty Python character.
Yeah, he does. He really does. He does. What if a drippy dong was a medieval term? A medical term, not a medieval term.
Medieval term.
Sir, you've got a case of the drippy dongs.
Oh my God, if it was a medieval
term. Maybe it was
term.
A medieval medical term.
A double drippy M's. Dong.
Drippy dong.
So, because this is the
sounds
part
like
where they
we're
get
on
to.
Our way to Bunny Doon.
They're in this. They get to Snake Bend or something. Yeah, so they've come into the town. They're in the bar. Yeah. He sent, what's his name, to go get, rather than come into the bar, he sent Hunt to go and get the supplies, which is a clever move. But if he doesn't do that, then Hunt probably gets drunk and can't help them later because he's probably passed out by the time the Spanish turn up.
True. And he gives himself a bath and a shave, so he just looks really confident in himself.
Yes, he feels good about himself.
Gets his tooth pulled. He's like, he's taking pride in his appearance.
Exactly.
Good.
So,
which I think gives him some confidence to take on this Spanish guy.
The drippy dong comment is from... who makes the drippy dong comment?
The Spanish guy does.
The Spanish guy
because
says
Perry says that he's,
yes,
he's
that's
made
right.
a promise that he promised his doctor he wouldn't.
Yeah, sorry, he promised his doctor. He goes, you have a drippy dong. Because he doesn't want to say it in front of the girl because he thinks the girl might be interested.
Yeah.
But he also kind of is supposed to not do the wrong thing, but he kind of has blue balls.
Yes.
So he needs to do something. Yeah. I've got, what if Hidalgo was Inigo Montoya?
Does look like him.
He sounds like him.
Yeah, he's supposed to be
He's basically doing that exact fucking thing.
He's trying to be him.
He's trying to be him. That's that's Kevin Dunn, who is he's very funny in his
and
own
he's
right.
So many things.
But he's doing Mandy Patinkin's Inigo Montoya.
Looks a little bit like him.
It's the same fucking character.
Yeah. What if they'd left to Oh, that's right, sorry.
Well, he says to the Frenchman, you know, you can join us and everything is yours will be mine because he wants the girl. And then he says, or I'll kill you. So what if he decides not to join and they decide to have a fight and he stays on their side?
Yeah.
I mean, he is a Frenchman, so he will surrender.
Yes.
But what if he doesn't surrender?
Shots fired.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon. Okay. Shots fired with little cannonballs.
So what if they all stand together? Because at this point it's really just... The men have all left because they've gone to find the women.
Yeah.
So it's just Matthew Perry, like Leslie, and the Frenchman against all these Spanish guys.
Mm-hmm.
If they decide to fight for the honor, because when they go to take the girl, he goes, no, I'm going to fight, whatever. Yeah. I'll fight for her.
What if his men had stayed and not gone to the whores?
Yeah. I don't think they're very useful, but yes, it would have been a bit more of a fight.
Yes, there would have been more safety in numbers, so to speak.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But the Spanish guy is fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
And he
wants
this
girl. I feel like one
of
the other ones would have made things a bit awkward or worse.
Yeah, I feel like Bidwell would have probably thrown himself in front of a sword for Edwards.
Probably. This is true. I said, what if they left too? I can't remember what that's in for.
Maybe before that, they just left. So... After all of this, first of all, he offers to take me instead.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the Spanishman going no and looking at him strangely, he gets him to stand in a poncy way to see whether he wants to take him.
Yeah, put your hands on your hips.
Yes. Hold him in real tight. So I just had to note the bottomless glass.
Yes.
Are you ready for this discussion of bottomless glass?
No, not yet, because we're not there yet.
Okay, keep going.
I said, what if his woman wasn't a slut because she's acting like such a slut in this scene. And then what? We get the Indian woman.
Is she?
Oh, she's just, I don't know. She's just looking like she'll just go off with anyone.
Didn't pick that up at all.
Oh, I do. She's staring at everybody like she's making herself alluring to them all, I think, anyway.
Okay. Well, I didn't notice that.
Oh, I did. And then there's a shot back to him with the dentist getting his tooth. And of course. What if dentists use mallets?
Yeah. To just knock people out.
I already have a very unhealthy fear of being at the dentist. I don't think I could handle a mallet.
Well, this comes around later, right? Mm. So the dentist tries to hit him in the head to numb his pain, to knock him out.
He hits him square in the forehead. The next time he smashes him in the nose.
Yes.
And he's like, don't worry about it. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Like, just go without it.
Yeah. But then later in the movie, he tries to do that to Edwards.
Mm.
And then he's like, no, don't hit me in the head. You just go. I don't care.
Yeah.
So both times, using that kind of technique, the person just goes, just do it.
Yeah. So I said, what if, what's his name? Leslie said that she was his. Mm-hmm. Rather than just say, no, don't take her, take me instead. As if they're going to take you instead.
Yeah, no.
I don't think so.
He makes a good fashion show.
I don't know how he even thought offering himself would be of any sort of
He's just throwing something out there. Because yeah, they're about to take this woman.
Yeah, but you know that they're not going to want him.
No, but he's just throwing he's throwing everything he can at her. Yeah.
And then he Farley comes in and offers to drink. Farley. Hunt comes in and offers to drink him. To a jewel?
Well, he says a jewel, and then he offers all the different things, and then he says drink.
Mm-hmm.
So what if they chose a different way of doing it?
Yeah, what if they didn't agree to that?
None of those would work, because all the other ones, they would be far superior. Yeah.
What if all jewels were cunt tests?
Mm.
Because that's what he calls it.
He did say cunt test.
Yep. Not a contest.
And are we up to it now?
Now we're drinking.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Everyone ready for this one? There is two pitchers, you would probably call them.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Chris Farley is drinking out of has a opaque, you can't see through bottom. The one that...
He has a metal bottom on his.
Antigua Montoya is drinking out of. Has a glass
bottom.
So Lisa says...
Has a metal sides, but glass bottom.
Oh, look, a bottomless glass. And I'm like, it's not bottomless. If it was bottomless, nothing would stay in it. But you insisted that it was bottomless. Would you like to talk us through why it's bottomless?
Because it doesn't have a bottom. It's see-through.
It has a bottom. It's glass. Yeah. The bottom is glass.
Yeah, but there's no bottom. You know when they say, like, endless refills? Bottomless glass.
There is something that we have discussed many times, that you're always right, and that is the way that it has to be.
Yes.
But on this occasion, you're less right than you are normally.
But I'm still always right.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to agree with you that it is a bottomless glass.
I'm just left
even
right.
Though everything in my fiber of being does not believe this is a bottomless glass, we will believe this. But I just wanted the whole of the podcast community that listens to us to know that you said bottomless glass.
Yeah, it's fine.
When it was glass.
I still stand by my comments.
Okay.
I will not back down from these statements that I have said.
You're a great politician. Thank you. You should have explored the Northwest Territories and tried to become a politician.
I should have. I could have gotten hero status for the amounts of kilometres I've hiked.
That's right.
I'm doing a hike next weekend.
You are.
I'm doing the South Coast hike. Kiama.
Yes. I told you to go take a hike and you are.
I'm going to, yeah. He said, fucking take a hike. I sound like Guy.
Yeah.
No alcohol, folks. This is all natural.
Oh, my God. Okay.
No enhancements here.
We shall move on from this because he drinks them all under the table, literally.
And he says, he just keeps saying to him, drinking has its benefits.
Yes.
You've got to agree, drinking has its benefits. And he just keeps saying on a loop. And I said, what if he just agreed that drinking had its benefits?
I think he does agree the first time. And then he says it to him again.
No, I don't know if he agrees because he says it. It just feels like he won't admit to it. Like, you know, you did a good job.
I think that's the only sentence that his brain can now say.
So good. And he goes, now I'm going to let the alcohol take its effect.
Yeah, I know. Someone hit him with a friggin' apple.
Baseball.
They threw it straight through the fucking window.
He cried like a 10-year-old girl.
Isn't it a baseball?
It's a baseball.
Oh, I just thought it was an apple.
No, it's a baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Water boy.
Love it. Then they run outside to the whorehouse burning down.
No, there's a bit just before that because he goes out to the tree and sees the Lewis and Clark has been there already.
Oh, yes.
And the girl comes over to him.
Yes.
And he blows it big time.
And not in the way he wants.
And not in the way he wants to blow it. And I just said, what if he gives into his basic instinct? Oh, or his base Lord. Instinct? What if Sharon Stone was there in a chair and just like crossed the legs? I'm acting like an animal. I know. This is the worst. But he gets away with this. And she still likes him.
Yeah.
But he basically calls her a savage.
Yes. Yeah. And then says, oh, one more can't hurt.
Yeah. And she's like,
fuck you.
And then he's like, what did I say?
Yeah.
And then that's when the thing's burning down.
Yes. They run back to the thing. And one of the crewmen saves his girlfriend.
Yeah. That's Pratt.
Is that Pratt?
Yeah. Pratt's the weird guy.
Who, I love him.
He's the one with the ear.
Yeah. He's so good.
Mm. Is he the one with the ear?
No, Bidwell loses his ear.
No, no, he's the one who talks into the ear. He's the one
who talks into the ear.
Yeah, yeah, he's the one talking to the ear. That's Pratt. Yes,
he's so good. And he's like, I just asked if she would smoke. She said it would be all right.
Yeah, so we didn't go over this, but basically, Mr. Arquette, he offers them the ladies. And then when they get there, there are all these ladies like scarecrow ladies, right? And instead of just saying you're whatever, they all decide to frequent this place.
Yeah.
And what's her name? And Pratt gets very upset when he starts smoking. Although she's not on fire. Everything else is on fire.
Mm.
So he set everyone else's girlfriends on fire.
Yeah, everyone else perishes.
So he saves her and he takes her with them.
Yeah, they go onto the boat. And I said, what if caring for your scarecrow wife-to-be was a little bit cute?
It is a bit cute.
Can I check on my girl, please, sir? Do you want to check, make sure she... You realise she's made of straw? Yes, I know. That's why she was quite flammable.
It is quite cute.
It is Although, cute.
The little bit of talking just after that kind of reverses this. Because they're all running out of food. And I said, what if Pratt had not gone to cannibalism on his woman?
Yeah, that's a bit turned.
He starts eating her.
He does. It's gross. I can't imagine eating straw would be...
No.
It'd
be hay, not straw. There's a difference between hay and straw.
It looked like straw to me.
Yeah, maybe it was straw.
I've seen that. I've used it for guinea pigs before. It's not hay.
It's not good.
No.
But hay's the bad one.
Is it? What do you mean?
I think straw is the food one and hay is the...
No, hay's the food.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Hay's food. You buy hay bales for your pets.
Okay, and then straw. Yeah, okay.
Straw is for your
I'm not
other
from
things.
The country.
Straw is bedding.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Hay is food.
Yeah.
That's right. And then...
And then he gets sick.
Yes.
And he's going to like a fever.
Before he gets sick, he says something stupid. Yeah. And I just went, what if he could be any more dumber?
Fair enough.
He uses that term in his audiobook so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Becomes a bit too much.
Yeah, because that's who he's known for.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't have to do
that. Unfortunately, he's known for that.
He doesn't have to do that, though.
So he gets sick, and then the Sacagawea character, who I can't remember what her actual name is, tells Chris Farley that she needs an eagle's egg to save him.
I said, what if they'd given up before they head to up the mountain? Like, that's...
Yeah, they could have. They were going to.
At that point. I don't know why they couldn't have done that.
And then he says we're going to hike up to the top.
They just seem to hike up and just wait out the winter?
They're going to wait out the winter. They're going to hike to the top and then wait the winter. Why wouldn't you wait the winter out where they are, where there's probably likely to be food?
Yes. And less chance of death.
Yeah, but they don't do that.
No. So I said, what if he died?
Yeah. I feel like that happens because I think that's what the original ones did.
Yeah, happened. I said, what if she gave him like some sort of syphilis because she kissed him?
Mm-hmm.
Because why does he get sick and none of the others do?
Exactly.
Because they eat straw and dirt and he's so pure and precious.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe he's just very weak compared to them because he really does have skin like a baby.
Then I said, what if Hunt died? And then I put times the journey back down the mountain, the eagle, the fall,
the eagle, fall again, the stock the image of an eagle.
The fall again, the fall again, the eagle again, and the fall again.
Yep. And then what if he hadn't bothered to make bacon and eggs when he gets bacon? Just eat the bacon and fucking go.
Yeah, just eat the bacon. You had an egg. I couldn't go from egg to bacon to egg again.
Yeah.
He doesn't enjoy it the second time. He's crying.
Yeah, he's crying because he realised he's going to have to go get another egg.
Yeah, isn't he?
And then, did you see the payoff on this? Did you see the fact that I was just going to the shell?
She wastes food too. Like, if they were hungry, surely she would say, we could save this. She just cracks it
they
out.
They would never do that.
I said, what if the eagle was endangered?
Yeah. Well, who cares?
Yeah, well, he's just killed three offspring.
Well, in this sense, it probably is endangered and he probably did kill
probably
too many
at this point. What if he had an egg allergy? Because she gives him the mex jar and he goes, oh,
oh. Okay, and I'm so like, I've got one for this one.
Yeah.
What if he was Jim Carrey? He does this. He either does Jim Carrey or he does Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall.
When his face is morphing.
When his face is morphing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know what that is supposed to be,
yep.
But it's weird.
Yep. What if feelings were discussed? They don't discuss. He's not allowed to discuss feelings at this point. Like, he's got to be grateful. But, and then later on, he's all about the feelings.
Of course.
When he saves his life. Yeah. Hunt starts holding him and crying, which is quite funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What if this rapid scenes didn't give Lisa PTSD?
Yeah, I knew you were writing that one.
Oh, I know you did, because you went, is that next one about me? And I went, no, not specifically.
I thought you were going to say, what if David had been in the expedition and sent us down this river?
This will be fine.
Because they say, because what happens is they once again, they come back behind, come up behind the Lewis and Clark party, who have now, whatever this term is, have done this again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, I wish I remember what this term was. I didn't write it down.
They go land and off land.
Yeah, they go off land. They've got their little kayaks or whatever it is, mm-hmm. little canoes.
Yep.
And then these guys are, he's like, oh no, let's go down the river. And they go down the river and it all goes bad for them. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't all go bad for them, actually, because they do get there faster.
They get there faster, but then they don't have canoes anymore. No, but they could have. They got no canoes. But they could have.
They could have.
Yeah.
So I've at this River Rampage part, I've got, what if this was the Snowy River Rampage and people just threw buckets of water at you?
And you ride down on a tyre.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
Because, okay, let's talk about this. The Snowy River Rampage was a ride in two different theme parks. There was one in Australia's Wonderland in Sydney and there was one in Dreamworld in Queensland. And when we went to the one, like when I was a kid, we went to the one at Australia's Wonderland in Sydney, and you didn't. Sometimes you'd go through and not get wet.
Yes,
you just wouldn't get wet.
And then sometimes you go through and you get absolutely drenched. Yeah. It just
but there was a possibility of not getting wet, right? Yeah. And then when I was about 10 or 11,
I worked out the science of that.
Okay. Oh, we'll get to that in a sec.
Yeah.
But when I went up and we went to Queensland when I was like about 10 or 11, we went to the one at Dreamworld, and the one at Dreamworld had this point where it had like everyone got wet. You could not get through it without getting wet. There was a way to get everyone.
Yeah, we went on that one for our honeymoon.
Yeah, and you always got wet, right? Mm-hmm. It didn't matter because they had like these things that sprayed across on you.
Yes.
So basically,
so you were guaranteed.
You were guaranteed to get something. You didn't always get the thing land on you, but you got something, right? Yeah. So that was it. Was really funny because we did that, and then maybe like a year or two later, we went back to Australia's Wonderland, and what they had done, and I reckon it's because someone had complained, is that. Under one of the bridges, you remember how you went through that tunnel bit?
Yeah, there was like a bridge.
Someone just got a hose and just attached a hose to the bottom of the fucking thing and just sprayed everyone with a hose.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it the first time we went on it and I was like, oh my God, they've just chucked a garden hose there.
Yeah.
So what was your tactic for always getting wet?
When you sat in the disc or the tube before you sat, you could see the spots.
Oh, which one was wet?
Yeah. So you just, it depends if you wanted to get wet or you wanted to avoid getting wet. So you pick your seats very carefully.
Yeah, okay.
But sometimes, you know, like it works.
Sometimes it's spun, though.
It worked like 60% of the time, 100% of the time.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's just like Panther.
That's right.
Anyway, so, but I also loved in this little Snowy Rampage scene that they could see very clearly they were doing in front of like a blue screen in front of a screen.
Yeah.
And people were just throwing buckets of water at them.
The people that were their stunt doubles going down actual rapids.
Yeah.
God, that was terribly casted.
I know. It's not great.
Casted.
Definitely not good. Yeah. Okay, and then they do all this. They get off. They get off there, and then they're having the argument, right?
Yes.
And then what's his name? Bidwell convinces them all, or goes to convince them all, and he gets shot.
Yeah.
And it's the Spaniards up on the hill.
Yeah.
And I said, what if the Spaniards on top of the hill were just like the French from Monty Python, Holy Grail? Because they seriously look like it, and they were calling down to him, and I was waiting for him to start saying something like, you English pig dogs. His accent almost changes from being Antigua Montoya to being John Cleese.
Yes, you son of a motherless goat.
Anyway, you keep going.
I said, what if they just stuck together?
Yeah.
Like there was no fighting on splitting up and stuff like that. They would have saved some time and buggered off.
Yeah, maybe, and they could have got out of there before the Spanish got there. Yep.
So the Spanish make them go through the gauntlet in their underwear because it's far more embarrassing. And I said, what if this was the first creation of the gladiator games?
Oh, yes!
I thought you might have saw that.
Bingo!
He mentions Gauntlet and I saw you ferociously.
And I'm like, what if this was the Gladiators and one of them was going into the semi-finals?
Can you imagine an episode of Gladiator?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they've got to walk through corn.
Through corn. Who put their corn there?
Who put their corn there?
And then you look, pan across the...
To Mike Whitney's just going, movie. I don't know.
And he's like, look, I don't know.
You ate all the corn. Was that your plan?
Okay, so then they get away.
Yep.
But there's this little confrontation with two of the Spaniards.
Yeah.
They've taken the girl.
Yeah.
And they... I mean, I got nothing for them. I got nothing for do they get away from these two Spanish guys because that doesn't do anything.
No. And then he fights him with a sword.
So when he gets the sword, he goes, I'll go after the girl. Yes. Right? So what if the other guy went after the girl? I suppose it's not what's going to happen. But when he goes after the girl, I said, what if he trips over and skewers himself on the sword?
Yeah.
Because he's running with the sword out like this.
Yeah, he's flailing.
Like flailing it. He could trip over and hurt himself.
You are flailing.
And then when he gets there and they start... sword fighting. What if Intigo Montoya said, I'm not right-handed, and he throws it to his other hand, and then what's the name says, I'm also not right-handed, and they'd start changing and do it the other way.
That's a bit eels, darling. That's a bit eels.
I know, but seriously, this scene is basically the same scene from Princess Bride.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like someone watched Princess Bride before they wrote this.
Yeah, I know.
And they also watched Monty Python's Holy Grail.
I said, what if he died in that scene?
Yeah, could have. What if he wasn't a very good swordsman?
Yeah.
Because you know what? He is very, you know, he probably would have learnt fencing, being a fairly rich sort of fellow, like an upper class guy.
Yeah.
But what if he wasn't that good? What if a guy who was a Spanish conquistador who had spent his whole life fighting people and was the chief of them, so obviously was better than all these other guys, could beat some poncy, you know, rich kid? I think this sword battle should go a lot differently.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. He should have been fluent in sword fighting.
Exactly. The Spanish guy should win very, very easily.
Yeah. But he scalps him.
He does. He takes off his hair. And then we find out why he wanted the girl, because he wants her hair.
Yes.
He doesn't want the girl at all.
No.
He just wants to cut her hair off.
Just want to make her
weak. What if he had just said, I just want your hair?
Yeah.
And just said, I'll let you go if I give you my hair.
Yeah, let me give you a buzz cut.
Like, he just takes the hair.
Yeah. Makes a nice natural wig for himself.
Much more sense to just take the hair and let them go. Yeah. Well, they're not going to hurt you. They're explorers. They're not trying to hurt you. They're just trying to get across to the whatever.
That's right.
What if he'd also said, when you do that, I want you to, when you go back, I want you to give me whatever gold. Like he actually ransomed them.
Mm.
He goes, I'll allow you to get to the coast and do your flag thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come with you. And then when you're done, one of you will go back and the rest of you will stay here. And will be ransomed.
Mm-hmm.
And you will, you know what I mean? You'll have to make your way back. And he keeps the rich kid.
That's too much.
What if he keeps the rich guy?
Yeah.
Because when he said, take me, he could have. Because he could have ransomed for that guy.
Possibly. He could have tried.
Could have tried something.
Doesn't mean he would have got anything.
I mean, he is Intigo Montoya.
Yes. The most beautiful man in the cosmos, including the black horse.
So they keep going. And then I said, when they finally, because they go towards the coast, they make their way to the coast there.
Yep.
And I said, what if they find One-Eyed Willy and his pirate ship? Because they're on the Pacific Northwest coast. They're in the right freaking place.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they could find it. Then the Spanish guy could find his... Maybe he's one of One-Eyed Willy's guys. He's a Spanish explorer. Bloom. He's got his bloom and everything.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, when the kids go to find it in the Goonies, we're what-ifing to a different podcast episode. Yep. There is no eight arms to hold them anymore.
No, there's no
money.
No.
Because it's all been taken by Hunt and Edwards.
He tries to climb down the cliff to try and get there first.
Yes.
And I said, what if the bird had just left him alone?
What, you mean the stock footage of the bird the that was there of from
the
before?
Eagle. Yeah. So the stock footage eagle left him alone.
Mm-hmm.
He flies into the ocean and manages to swim to the sea and beats them.
Yes, and puts the flag in first.
And then all of a sudden the other guys found a trail.
Yes, and they get down there before the other guys have gotten there too.
Correct, just as he gets out of the ocean. So how did you guys get... Oh, well, we just found a trail because maybe we should have looked a bit harder.
Chris Farley scripticals this for us.
Yes, yeah. What if they just looked harder? Yeah.
Because they would have got there first.
Then they start talking about going on to their next journey of Europe and stuff like that.
Well, they yell at the other guys, too late, ha-ha, and whatever, and send them back, right? So What if they had not sent them back?
Yeah.
What if they had said to them, well, we have won. You got, like, you guys can go back. We're going to go on, but you got to tell everyone we got here first.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, obviously.
No. They just want, they don't really want that. You think they think that they will go back and say, what's the name, got there first?
No, they're not going to
do that. I said, when they're talking about going to Europe and they said, the food alone is worth the trip. I said, what if the food alone was not worth the trip?
Oh, well, depends European where, food?
Depends where they go in Europe.
Well, I mean, they could go to... What's a country in Europe where the food's not worth it?
France.
You don't like French cuisine?
They've got snails and it's very pompous. And...
Yeah. I don't know. I think, you know what? I think French cuisine can be good and can be pompous. It depends.
Yeah.
There's someone at my work and she's French and she's made... she says crepes.
Oh, does she?
She makes crepes.
She makes crepes.
She brought this crepe maker in.
Oh, right.
And she said, I'll make you all crepes.
And call them crepes here in this country, love.
I know. And every time she says it was quite funny. Yeah. Actually, the best one ever is that there was a football player and we were talking about the hair. And she says, oh, I don't like his mullet. The way she said mullet.
It'd was be so mullet. Weird. Emphasis on the wrong
verbs. Yeah, mullet.
Verbs. Yeah.
And we're just like, you got to keep saying this because it's hilarious when you say it.
Vowels, yes. Anyway. So good.
But...
Everyone's got to have a French person in there.
I mean, ratatouille.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Remy makes some nice soups and things. I'm sure there's some nice food. Yeah, but I'm sure they got good food. I just think that there's some pretentious things there too.
Maybe.
Italian food's good.
Yeah, maybe.
I always like Italian food.
Maybe. Maybe it's just not worth the trip though.
Not a big fan of sausages and the German food.
Worth the trip.
Yeah, well.
Just not saying food is great, but I don't know if it's worth the trip. They're going to be walking on water for this.
Yeah, true. Well, no, because you can walk across. What you can do, you can walk up through Alaska, and then during the winter, it freezes over, and you can walk from Alaska to Russia.
Right.
It's the Bering Strait's very narrow.
Right.
So have you ever heard of that area, the Bering Strait? Okay. No. So do you remember when, who was the politician? There was someone, and his vice president was that... The dark-haired lady with the glasses that Tina Fey used to make fun of.
Yeah.
Can't think of her name now. Either. But she was from Alaska.
Right.
And so she said something in the election campaign about, oh, I can look out from the back porch and see the Russians. And, you know, it's not, we should, like, it was this whole thing about her saying that, right? And everyone's like, oh, she's so dumb. And she was. But that's when I first heard about that thing about how close it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked up and was like, oh, it's really close.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, like, you can get through that way. I think in, you know, in Around the World in 80 Days, I think they actually drive across the ice.
Right.
From America to Russia or the way around.
All right, I just thought they were being so silly, but okay.
You can do it.
All right. Science checks out, I'll believe it.
You could do it, but I would imagine it would be fucking almost inhospitable at the time of year it is.
Yes.
Especially how cold it is. And none of them have got winter jackets.
No, they wouldn't.
They're probably going to fucking freeze to death.
Yeah.
I think the implication is they die on the way.
Yeah, I can imagine. There's
no fucking way that they're going to make it.
I could imagine.
I was waiting for a little title card at the end to say, Hunt and Edwards and Hunt never made it past Alaska or something like that.
Yeah, but they didn't do that, which is good.
Well, I don't really want them to do that because you're supposed to like these characters.
Yep. Leave it open-ended so that everyone can use their imagination like it should be.
So I know you didn't love Almost Heroes, but did you at least enjoy part of it?
It was a silly comedy.
Yeah, it was not
one of those silly comedies.
After last week's one, it was just something that I knew was not going to be great, but I knew it wasn't going to be terrible.
It's okay.
I knew that it had a little bit more acting ability than
It's no beer and zombies, but it's all right.
It's not. I mean, none of them made the cricket team at the end.
No, that's true.
So
at least these guys succeeded. So they shouldn't. But the name of the title of the movie should be changed to not Almost Heroes. But
it should have been
Unsung Heroes.
Unsung Heroes or Forgotten Heroes.
Yeah.
Would have worked much better.
Unofficial Heroes.
I feel like there was a different ending that they would have done where they don't quite get there in time.
Yeah.
Because I always thought what happened was they get there and Lewis and Clark have already done it.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, no, they've already got here.
Yeah.
And then instead of going, and then they go, we don't want to go back because of the disappointment. And then what's the name goes, let's, because I remember them going off, like they're not going to go back.
Yeah.
And then them deciding to just go on to the next adventure. Maybe they could beat them with this one.
Yeah.
That would have made much more sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know why. I feel like I don't remember it this way, but yeah. Fair enough.
Anyway, it is your turn.
It is my turn.
Do you need some thinking music?
Yeah, just some thinking music.
Okay.
Da 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 da.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do. You got it?
Yep.
Okay. You looked at me like, stop singing, you
idiot. Yeah, I've done it. I remembered a movie, then I forgot it, but then I remembered it again. We're going to do Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids.
Yes, we haven't done that yet. A bit cringe and a bit on the off kilter of where we are.
I'm doing the part where she's in the street and she's just like...
Yeah, just go around.
Just go around.
Yeah, just... I thought you wanted to high five.
Oh, yeah, let's high five it. Because I like Bridesmaids.
Okay. It's a good movie.
I really do like it.
Yeah, it's got Chris O'Dowd in it.
It's when before Melissa McCarthy became oversaturated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she started doing ads for like Airbnb or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, that's because of fucking Mermaid. It's why she did that. She became a Disney person.
Yeah.
Once you've done a Disney movie, that's it.
Once you've done Disney,
I think she's not Disney material because she's done so many inappropriate characters. But
I like some of her movies, right? Yeah. Some of the ones that came after this, but some of them are just a little bit too much, and you just get too much of her.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, you get a little piece of her, mm-hmm. just a little bit.
She's just an accessory or a side dish, but she's good.
Yeah, she's very good.
All the characters are very good.
She's good. Kristen Wiig is good. The only issue with Kristen Wiig, I think, is...
She's too sad sack.
She's too sad
Ben Stiller in this, yeah.
She's a bit Ben... Yeah, she's This is... Okay.
She could just groomsman... She just had a communication with her friend, say, I can't afford to go on an airplane. I can't afford Las Vegas.
I can hold this. We can hold this for next time. Yeah. But if this was Groomsman, we could recast this whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we normally do it the other way,
mm-hmm.
but we could redo this whole movie in a very interesting way because I think Ben Stiller is our number one candidate for the Kristen Wiig character.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other ones that could be interesting.
Yeah, we'll do that chat when we come back to it.
Cool.
We'll go and watch Bridesmaids and we'll be back next week in your ear holes. In your ear holes. Thank you for listening, guys, and have a lovely week. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.